Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Sound check. Testing 1, 2, 3. We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Good evening. We have a good one for brothers and sisters who are dealing with a lot of battling, dealing with a lot of stuff, worrying. The devil will use this thing on any of us, and any of us can be subject to this type of attack. We'd like to thank you for listening to us here in our blog talk room. You can also join us for question and answering at area code 646-378-1857. Again, area code 646-378-1857. You can come into our blog talk room, 646-378-1857. We are live. You can go into the room, hit option number 1 while we are live, and you can hear us. Anytime that I post on Facebook the time, I will be in Blog Talk Radio, livedeliverance.com, and streaming on Facebook on Live Delay. So it's a delay, live delay message. After I get off with the livedeliverance.com and with the blog talk, then I'll send it over to Facebook. For some reason, if anybody know how to get that corrected, I would ask for any of you volunteers to email me at overtonab1@gmail.com. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the revelation that you have bestowed upon me. I ask that you forgive all of us and me for my sins that I have committed willfully, unwillfully. We are born into this evil mess. Sin lies at the door. And Lord, you have come at our door to give us a better option through your blood. Lord, your word says that there's no other name whereby man can be saved but the name of Jesus, Acts 4:12. And we call upon you to forgive us for our sins. Let me teach this message in very clarity and simplicity, not to impress people with words that sound good that have no power. We bind any satanic force, any demonic spirit that would try to hinder this teaching. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we pray, and all that love the Lord, will say amen. Worrying, but before I get to worrying, the Lord has moved this in my heart to say this on every message that I teach. From here on out until I die, I will say this. Please turn to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 3. The close of the age is coming very near. In Salt Lake City, it's drying up, the lake drying up. There are forest fires. I want to prophesy something to tell you people. The Lord is coming very soon. I don't know when, but listen to me. If you're going to vote, mail in your vote. There will be a lot of violence in November. It's going to be chaos. I pray that it doesn't happen. I ask you to join forces with me in prayer and fasting every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, either 3 days, 2 days, or 1 day. Take that opportunity and time to pray for America. There's a spirit of lying has went out, a lying spirit. The nation is so divided. It's 50-50. That's a mustard stomping ground for civil war. This country needs to repent. There are Christians in Christian positions that ain't even in position not by God. There are people voting for people who don't even have any political experience, and Christians are getting involved with this voting stuff. Yes, go vote. But don't look up no politician as their Jesus, because all of them are in a worldly position. They're there to govern, but with that government comes demons and doctrines of devils within the world system. So you Christians really need to stay out of it. Christians who have not acknowledged the Sabbath, and for you pastors who refuse to do a study on it, I will be doing a teaching next week on the Sabbath. For any of those who refuse to teach your congregation about the Sabbath, let me take this opportunity now. Please turn to your Bibles. It's not going to be a long sermon because I got to deal with worrying. And I thank the Lord how I can compact this teaching into maybe 2 or 3 scriptures. If you go to Isaiah chapter 58, and let's go to verse 13. Isaiah 58, 13, it says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. God said this in the Old Testament. Let's see what Jesus says about the Sabbath in the New Testament. In the book of Mark 2, verse 27, and he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Then he said something very interesting in the book of Mark, chapter 2, verse 28. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Stand by. Some people are coming in to hear the sermon. Stand by. Now, Jesus says that, and let's read it again. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. It was made for us. Now, this is something that God says, and Jesus is speaking this. Jesus is saying it was made for man. This is Jesus Christ. Why if Christians can't accept this as a part of a process to live by as a Christian? I'm not perfect. I got many sins. I got many faults. I don't deserve to be here. I'm very humble. I don't want no autographs. I don't want to get in the back of no limousine. I don't want to sign no Bibles. I'm not into none of that. I'm trying to get to heaven. Now, what are you going to do when you die and you just ignored the Sabbath? And Christians don't even want to talk about it. I'm tired of seeing these pastors on Sundays. I'm sick of them. I'm going to tell everybody that I know, and I thank Evangelist Janice Taylor. She's switching from Sunday to Sabbath. She said, Apostle, I receive it. And she moving her church on Saturday. God is so tired of y'all trying to serve him how you want to serve him. That ain't in the Bible. That's nowhere in the Bible. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Jesus did not cast out any demons on no Sunday. No, he didn't. Not one. He did not cast out any demons on no Sunday. Nowhere can you find that. Everywhere you went, it was in the synagogue. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. This is in Mark chapter 1, verse 21. He was no preacher. Jesus was a teacher. But everybody want to preach. Preaching is for exhortation. It doesn't give you instruction. Anybody can preach to sound good, say some words and practice it. But you got to know the Bible to be crafted to teach people. I'm so sick and tired of folks calling themselves Christian running in on the wrong day. And you want God to do a miracle on a day it was made for you, but you don't want today. The Roman Catholic Church did this. Constantine did this. They made an agreement with the Druze. This is why you got All Hallow Eve, which is Halloween. It's a pagan holiday. So we're going to do that next week. I just wanted to share that with you. Study the Sabbath, verse 13, Old Testament, and study Mark chapter 2, verse 27 and 28, the New Testament. Jesus Christ is Lord of the Sabbath day. Now, let's deal with worrying. Why is it so important that we need to stop trying to figure things out. We need to stop trying to use our thoughts to find out what's going on, because in your thought you can think an evil thought, Ezekiel 38:10. And there's a lot of stuff going on in your mind, especially it's a stomping ground for evil thoughts. What is faith? Why we can't use faith, but why do we yield to worrying? Because worrying picks up all the five senses in operation: smell, touch, see, look at it, analyze it. Now, your little finite mind, I learned this through revelation when I was at South Fulton Hospital. It was a chaplain called Emmanuel Williams. The Lord called, told me he's the king of all donkers, the king. And the Lord told me he's just a little spot to me. And I saw in a vision, the Lord, his brain was like a little buck, little bit of dot. That's all he is. And he's using his mind. He'd take his eyes and ball them up just to think it out. That ain't going to get you nowhere. What do you think? Is the mind of Christ in there doing the thinking? Who is in there doing the thinking? You keep thinking and keep thinking, and you meditate on that, you will get a demon. Demons can enter in your mind through negative thoughts, and you're trying to think something out. God does not want us to think something out. God wants us to use faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk not by sight, but your mind wants you to walk on sight, to analyze it. Your thinking, your human reasoning gets in the way and causes you to worry. It's that simple. Now, let's look at this here in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Let's turn to Isaiah 55, 7. Isaiah 55, 7. Isaiah 55, verse 7. Let's look at this. Watch this now. Let the wicked forsake his way, watch this, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. He's not a righteous man. Now, the Bible ain't meant for the unsaved. The Bible's meant for the saved. So it's talking about a Christian here. The Lord look at you as an unrighteous man when you're doing a lot of thinking. That's unrighteous to him. You ain't trusting in the Lord. Now, you're going to be thinking, what is it that you're going to think on? How to get out this situation? The Bible didn't tell us that. The Bible says, cast all your care upon him, for he cared for you. And most people who think and figure stuff out and try to reason don't have no faith at all, because they're used to them doing it themselves. Why do they need faith? And they don't exercise faith because they're back thinking, figuring stuff out, how God is going to do this, how I'm going to get this done, what I need to do. Do I need to borrow some money? Do I need to go steal some money? Do I need to go to bed with this man to get some money, or go to bed with this man or this woman? I mean, the devil will find all kind of ways for you to sin against God, to go against what? Faith. So when you're worrying, you're not in faith. You're not in faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So worrying brings sin. Go to Romans. Go to the book of Romans. Chapter 14. We're going to Romans 14. Let's go to verse 23. And he that doubted. See, when you worry and you doubting, you doubt God, you don't believe in God, you doing it. You trying to figure it out. Now you are really off the tune and off the frequency to receive anything from God, because his ways are not your ways, neither are his thoughts yours, Isaiah 55:8. Do you see how the devil is trapping you? Through thinking, eyeballing, looking at it, analyzing it from human perspective. That has nothing to do with faith. Do you know it's a lot of energy to do that? And you ain't getting nothing out of it. And he that doubted is damned if he eat. Because he eateth not of faith. You're not eating faith. If you're doubting, now what's going to come in your mind? Now, I don't think that's going to work to get this bill paid. You know, I don't want that. God can't even talk to you because you're on a different link. You're in the mind. You're in the fleshly mind. Colossians 2:19, the fleshly mind. It has its own will. It will get you away from God. It will definitely stop you from jumping into the spiritual side to see demons, to get the nine gifts. You ain't going to be able to get no gifts in your flesh like that. Impossible. Everything comes in faith. I received word of knowledge by faith. When I step out, the Lord had me. I was the only one that I know that the deliverance radio, the Lord told me to prophesy. I prophesied that Joe Biden will win the president. Not that I want him in and out. I ain't into politics. I had to obey God. And I stepped out on faith. When you cast out demons, it takes faith for you to step out to cast that thing out of a human being. I mean, out of a human. You got to have faith that that thing looking at you is growling. You seeing contortions of the body that you never saw before. Okay? You better not have 1 ounce of weakness in you, 1 ounce of weakness of lack of faith, because you ain't going to be able to cast a demon out. Oh, little faith. Why can we not cast out this demon? Jesus said they had little faith. It takes faith to cast out demons. Yes, when he was casting out demons, they said, Lord, we couldn't do it. He said, because you have little faith. It takes faith to cast out demons. It takes faith to stand on God. It takes faith to believe things that you don't see. It takes faith for you to see it and not try to analyze it, but stand on him, waiting on him to meet your needs, to go against the enemy, to bind the demonic spirits that's coming up against you, to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you do a lot of praying in the Holy Ghost, you won't be trying to figure nothing out, because your mind is being used on its own with no help from the Lord. That's independence from God, thinking and figuring stuff out and analyzing. Do you know you ain't even supposed to even premeditate on what you're going to preach on? So I don't believe in writing down no sermons from my mind. Are you crazy? You ain't going to do me get some good oratorical. Look at this in Mark chapter 13, verse 11. Why am I saying this? Because it takes faith to not worry. You got to replace it. You got to replace it. Mark 13, 11. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak. I don't know what I'm going to speak on. I'll look over some scripture study. There's times the Lord has taken me to write stuff down. Yeah, I'll write it down by the leading of the Holy Spirit. I'll look at it. The Lord may make me stick to it. The Holy Spirit can have me to tilt to another way. I'm sensitive to the Holy Spirit when I'm teaching people, because he that teaches shall be judged more strictly. I got to go to get judged by what I say. So this is why I use a lot of scripture to bag me up that I've never taught anybody in error. But he says here, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought, none, forehand, what you shall speak. That's faith. Neither do you premeditate. Now, how many of you premeditating about your problems? How am I going to get this done? Oh, don't tell me you don't do it, because I come under attack with it. Lord, how the radio bill is going to come? And I want to thank Brother Tommy. I want to thank Brother Holy Spirit, bring this to my spirit. Don't bring it to my mind. T-roll, see? See how I said Holy Spirit, bring it to my spirit. Don't bring it to my mind. And the Holy Spirit said T-roll. I said T-roll. See, I didn't start thinking. I just said Holy Spirit. I've been doing that for 15 years. I thank T-roll. I thank Mr. and Mrs. Baker. I thank Rodriguez, them, for their tithes and their offerings. Everybody who's sown a seed to this ministry, I thank you so much. I don't worry. Worrying is a sin. It says, do not premeditate. So you start premeditating on your problem. It's going to get worse and worse. And the devil said, okay, let's crank the demons up now, because you're not waiting on the Lord. You're still analyzing it by yourself. You can't hear God. You're going to frustrate others. You're going to frustrate yourself. Sometimes people try to get an answer from God. I want to know. I want to say, some things you don't need to understand. Just step out in faith and just do it. Peter was doing fine until he started looking on the water. Oh, ye of little faith, worrying pushes away faith. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour that you speak, for it is not you that speak it, but the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can't speak in you and tell you how to get out of it by you thinking and analyzing and eyeballing it and figuring it out in the wrong energy. That's the wrong source of energy. You have to connect to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will answer to one thing, the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will answer to one thing, the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will answer to one thing, the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will answer to one thing, the Word of God. But there are three that bear record in heaven. Three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. The Holy Spirit will respond to God's Word. How can the Word that's in your spirit connect to you? You too busy thinking. You too busy analyzing. You too busy trying to figure it out, eyeballing it, get the answer in the natural. No, won't work. Even doing the casting out of demons won't work. Faith. Now, turn to Matthew chapter 6, because it takes faith to do what I'm about to show you in the Bible. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, and even Christ himself gives us words of comfort about not thinking. And what we go do? The opposite. We always do the opposite. This is why the Lord loved the children of Israel. If you look at the history of the children of Israel, and for those who don't know, I've had some people from Jamaica tell me, this ain't no devil worship sign. This is the Star of Israel. Okay? Many nations have been blessed through this nation. That's in Genesis chapter 12. 2 and 3, bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. I am pro-Israel because my Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, is from Israel. He's from Nazareth, and I went to his hometown where he's from. I've been to where he's from. Jesus of Nazareth, small town, heavily populated now with Arabs there, but Jesus lived in Nazareth, the offspring of Jesse. Israel plays a very important part in Judaism, in history. These are God's chosen people. I don't mess with them. I am pro-Israel. Okay? What do you think about the Palestinians? That is Israeli land. The Bible didn't say anything about giving them their land to nobody. Okay? That ain't in the Bible. I'm supporting the Word of God. And anytime you come up against Israel, you are coming up against God. So I had to put that in there because a lot of people asking me, what is this? This is not no devil sign. This is the Star of David. This is the nation of Israel. In 1947, Israel was formed into a nation. Okay? Now, let's deal with this and let's look at what our Savior has given us for comfort in areas where we don't have to worry. Okay? All right. And we're going to count to take no thoughts in this episode also. Let's go to Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought. Uh-oh. Now, what you've been doing all day thinking and eyeballing and analyzing. And he's telling us to take no thought because it doesn't work. If Christ tells you something, listen to it. Why would he put it in red writing? Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. For yet your body, what ye shall put on, is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment. Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they weep, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. How much ye are more better than they. And then he says, which of you by taking thought, now watch this, can add one cubic unto his stature. So by you taking thought, Christ is saying every minute that you trying to do, you ain't doing nothing because you're not adding on nothing to the situation. You just thinking it. You're not going to formalize the solution. You're not, because Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Why are you doing it? Because your life ain't hid in Christ. Colossians 3:3, that simple. And you don't know how to yield to the Holy Spirit and being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Most people are sensitive in the carnal. I find it so hard that people are more tuned to smelling, eye, and looking, and that's all they know. It's a different world if you get out of it and trust God. He's telling us, take no thought. We don't have to worry about no food. He said, if I can do the birds, you're more better than them. He's telling us. We still go back to the old carnal nature. And why take you thought? Why take you thought for raiment? Consider how the lilies of the field, how they grow, toil not, neither do they spin. And yet, I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Watch this now, verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the fields, which is today is here and tomorrow is cast into the oven,
shall he not much more clothe you? Notice he says, O ye of little faith. Every time the Lord used, O you of little faith, he's trying to show you a situation that shows him that you don't have no faith. He knows all things. Well, if you're worrying about tomorrow, you ain't got no faith. Let's read it again. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of what? Little faith. How many times is O ye of little faith in the Bible? O ye of little faith. Little faith. Little bit. Not a lot. Little bit. O ye of little faith. Well, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. The just shall live by faith. The founding fathers of faith is in Hebrews 11. By faith they did. Read it. Use your faith. Now, you're not going to have no faith if you don't hear the word. Faith come by hearing it and hearing by the word of God. Jesus told the disciples, you can't cast out this demon, but by fasting and prayer. Then he said, oh, ye of little faith. So it takes faith to cast out demons. It takes faith to operate in and not worry, because if you do, you're not going to change anything in your life by worrying. He just said it. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the fields, which is today and tomorrow is cast in the oven, he said he'll take care of you. Then he says, why you take thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the fields, how they grow, neither they spin. And I say unto you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. He's telling you, you're wasting your time. Why do it? Because you don't have faith. And you think you're fighting. And every time you do that, you put a curse on yourself. Curse of the man who trusts in his arm and makes flesh his strength. Jeremiah 17:5. You put a self-curse on you because you're not trusting in the Lord. This is what frustrates people. And then you say this to a person over and over and over. They can't get it. Why? God showed me it's a spirit that will block that person from getting it. For all these things do the Gentiles seek after. And your heavenly Father know it, that you need of all these things. He know what you need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, if you seek first his kingdom, you're going to start studying about faith. Then I will have to teach this to people. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Now, when you worrying, how I'm going to get this done? How can I borrow money? What backwards and forwards is going to go back in your mind? And it's, oh, Lord, it brings all these crazy thoughts in the fleshly mind, which is in Colossians 2:18, the fleshly mind start really coming into operation. And then what happens, you're going to make a decision that's not based on the leading of the Holy Spirit. Then you fall into the grave of having your own thoughts to make the decision. That's written in Isaiah 65. And we're going to go to, and I just turned it right in my face. I know that's the Holy Spirit. I just opened the Bible. It came right to me. I have spread out my hands all the day until a rebellious people. Notice it says rebellious people, which walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. So if you're doing a lot of thinking, you're rebellious. The Lord also classifies an unrighteous man that has thoughts. That's in Isaiah 55:8. See what I'm saying? I spread out my hands all the day until a rebellious people, which walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts, your own thoughts, not God, but your own thoughts that's got you in trouble. It ain't God's thought, it's your own. Now go back to Isaiah 55:7, and then we're going to go back to Isaiah 65:2, and we're going to connect them and see that recognize you. If it do, you're going to have to change it. Let's look at this. Hold your fingers to Isaiah 65:2. Now go back to Isaiah 55:7. Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Now go back to Isaiah 65:2. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people. Rebellious because you're thinking, and also wicked because you're thinking. That's how God looks at it when y'all start thinking like that. And that's all scriptural basis that came by revelation. Galatians 1:12. I'm his errand boy. I don't want no glory. I ain't shaking no hands. Ain't nobody taking pictures of me on no Facebook and Instagram, and I'm holding the Bible, and I got folks behind me. No, I ain't going to be getting caught. You ain't getting me in none of that pride. Don't want it. No, thank you. So once you're worrying, you break down what? The ability to use faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Why would the Lord tell us not by sight? Because sight is part of the mind, the intellectualism, the smell, touch. It's the five senses. You don't walk in that when you walk with the Lord. It's to walk in the spirit. So you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the spirit. We don't know how to do that. That takes meditating day and night. That takes lots of fasting. Lots of fasting. Lots of fasting. Lots of fasting. Lots of meditating on the word. Lots of studying the word. Lots of confessing your sins to the word. Constantly walking with God. It's not easy. Now, if you don't have faith, you may be one of the ones that classify itself in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2. Let's turn and see what that say. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and let's see what verse 2 says. 2 Thessalonians 3, 2, 4. Oh, wait a minute. 2 Thessalonians 3. Okay. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. How can God keep you from evil? By praying in the Holy Spirit, you won't worry. By hearing the word of God, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God, you won't worry. That's how he can establish you. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. If you pray in the Holy Spirit and get out of this carnal thinking, the carnal mind is an enemy between God. It can't help you. This is what supports worrying, because the devil know it can't help you. He's going to keep throwing the thoughts up at you. He's going to keep throwing the thoughts up at you. Now, here you are here stressed out. And you're a born-again Christian, and you shouldn't have to be stressed. He said, and my God shall meet all your needs according to his riches and glory. What's going on is a battle. And you thinking the best way to get out of it, Lord, help those who helped himself. That ain't in the Bible. God says, lean on him. He wants you to be on. We need to be zombies. See, you can't phantom that in your natural mind. What do you mean, zombie? That's, you need to be really plugged into the Holy Ghost. You won't worry like that. Who are kept by the power of God through faith. 1 Peter 1:15. You kept by the power. Everything runs through faith. You got to have faith so you won't worry. You got to have faith to cast out demons. You got to have faith to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And sometimes the Lord will put us through a trial to see, what are we dealing with? Do you know the purpose for a trial is to show you where your weakness at with the Lord? That's all it is. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trials of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor. You go through a trial, through a tribulation. Don't be trying to figure it out. Don't do that. Now, on the natural side, it brings carnality, carnal thinking. That opened up the door to demons. Reasoning. You're trying to reason your situation out. Not waiting on God now. Figuring it out your mind. Psychologizing, analyzing. That's humanization. Doubt. That comes in your mind. Self-indulgence. I'm going to do it myself. You ain't got no rest. You back under bondage. Now you're back in Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, wherefore, in the liberty where Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the what? Yoke of bondage. You back worrying like you were when you was in the world. See, you brought that into your life with the Lord. You never allow God to deliver you from it, and it's part of your personality. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Mind spirits, worrying spirits, come out of them by the blood of Jesus Christ. Come out. All spirits of worrying, come out. Come on out, worrying. You ain't got no peace. You can't have peace if you're worrying. Now, you can't even get the benefits of Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all who are heavily laden. When you worry, you're heavily laden, and I shall give you rest. You got to carry it to Christ. When you worry, you carry it on your own, and you walk with it, and you carry it, and you sleep with it, and you wake back up, and guess what? You are far away from the will of God, and the devil knows that. That's why he won't. Hey, keep worrying. Don't pray. Don't listen to what this man said. Hey, go on, don't leave him alone. The phone will ring. He don't want you to hear this. He wants to get crank them demons right back up. You start worrying again. Can't hear God. No good sleep, loss of appetite. The demon of worrying. Anxiety is building up. Fear, because you don't know where it comes. And it brings, you know, fear brings torment. So you worrying about something, it brings torment. 4:18, please. First John 4:18. First John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love chaseth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Christ is love. You fear in your situation. You got fear. This is why you're worrying, because you're used to doing it on your own. Worrying is self-induced. The devil likes it. It creates an opportunity for demonic entities to operate into your mind, because you don't cast down the imagination and every thought that exalts itself up against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. We all are guilty of that. We have to attach ourselves to spiritual warfare daily. That takes a lifetime. That takes a day of constantly correcting your error so that you won't have to live on grace and you can walk in His perfect will. But worrying pulls you away from all the blessings of God, and the devil wants you to worry. Go to James 1:3-4. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That's what God wants you to be. But worrying cannot put you in that position. Now, what will happen is a lot of demons can operate and come into you if you keep the worrying going on and on and on and on and on. I don't know how long, but spirits can't operate and you keep doing it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. See, by worrying, you cannot pray against any principality. You limit it and rebuking the devil. He resists the devil. How are you going to resist the devil? You up there worrying. That's self-induced. You're creating of trying to get out of something in your own mind and your own imagination. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. You must learn to wait on the Lord in Psalms 37:7 and be patient. Pray when worrying. Impossible. You can't do spiritual warfare. The devil said, okay, we can shut down fighting in the heavens. But if you're praying, then that's a different level. You're going to come up against attack. Daniel 10:13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 21 days. 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I reminded there that the king of Persia. Note, while Daniel was fasting and praying, a spiritual battle of great magnitude was occurring. The prince of Persia, preventing Daniel from receiving God's message from the angel, because of this conflict, he had to wait 21 days for the revelation. The prince of Persia was not a human king, but a demon from Satan's kingdom. He was defeated only when Michael and Israel, a prince, came to help the angel through satanic forces that would try to hinder this man. Israel's angelic prince gives us a glimpse of the unseen battles going on in the spiritual realm. You ain't even in the battle while you were, and you out. You're out of the battle. See, vain thoughts is contrary to the scriptures of the word of God, and the devil knows that. Let me give you a comparison. Turn to Psalms 119, verse 113. Psalms 119 to Psalms 113. Psalms 119, Psalms 119, verse 113. Then take your Bible and turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 16. Hold on to the book of Psalms. Take your Bible, take the little cloth thing and put it over there, and then go to Romans 8, 16. And I want to show you something. All right. Romans 8, 16. Don't read it before me now. Just let me get it. Now, Psalms 119, verse 113. This is God speaking through King David. I hate vain thoughts. Now, the book of Psalms are musical songs and lyrics. Moses wrote some of them also. I hate vain thoughts. I hate vain thoughts. Worrying brings vain thoughts. But thy law do I love. Now watch this. Go to Romans 8:16. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You can't even bear witness to Christ when you're worrying. Let's go to Luke chapter 11, verse 17. Luke 11, 17. Luke 11, 17. Luke 11, 17. But he knowing their thoughts. Uh-oh. Who's this knowing their thoughts? But he, knowing their thoughts, and said of them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided itself, and a house divided against a house falleth. Your body is the temple of God. The Lord know all your thoughts. Ezekiel 11:5. He know your thoughts. He sees that when you sitting there worrying, that hurts him. He didn't die for you to not to trust him. Worrying is taking back the covenant you got with Christ to do it on your own. The natural man receiving not the things of the spirit. While you worrying, you're not going. It ain't going to work, because that don't work in the kingdom of God. Stay in the word of God. Use the sword. Read the word. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be with us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Who can be against us? You go against your own self when you start worrying. You don't have the arm of God on. You can't pray in the Holy Ghost because you're too busy trying to figure it out, analyze it. The Bible says pray you in the Holy Ghost and wait on the Lord. You can't do none of that. And you just an enemy really with no weapon, no flak jacket, no grenade, no nothing. You just might as well let the enemy just shoot you when you worry, because it's self-induced. And it does not represent being a true Christian. The Lord says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own, there you go, that's it, your own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. And that gets us out of the kingdom of God and puts us dependent from God. It puts you in the same position it put Adam and Eve. God knew that they had sinned. If they would have came to the Lord and said, we've repented, he said, what are they doing? Why you got fig trees wrapped around you? Don't be allowing the enemy and yourself. If you got a habit of worrying and figuring stuff out, you got to stop it. Because it's a waste of time. It don't work. It can give you ulcers, a heart attack, and kill you. Trust the Lord. Leave that worrying alone. Say, I renounce in the name of Jesus, worrying. Lord, I ask that you forgive me. I will trust in you. I will lean on you. And I will wait on you, according to Psalm 37, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you hear this prayer. Amen. If you believe that, stand on it. Stop worrying. If you got a problem, email us. We're not doing any deliverance with anybody else. Me and Sister Durden, we're full. I can't take no more. I got a very, very hectic schedule coming up in September. I'll be going different places. I don't tell people where I go. I just do it humbly to the Lord. I'm not trying to do this to be seen, to be known, and I don't need no autograph. I'm just a humble servant. Don't bring me no autographs, invite me and pulling me up in a car. I don't need all that. I don't like it. I don't deserve it. I'm a soldier. We're supposed to be soldiers, a hardened soldier of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that we are supposed to be soldiers, and a soldier's not comfortable. Being a soldier is not comfortable. You have to give your life. You may have to even lay down your life if it's necessary. And that's what God is looking for. Amen. God wants soldiers. The Lord don't want us to be acting so weak where we got to be worrying about every little thing. Where is our faith? God don't like that. You know, it hurts the Lord to see you worry. To not trust him. That hurts him. You got a free will. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:3. Stop the worrying. It don't help. It don't bring you close to God. As a matter of fact, it separates you from the Lord. Amen. Sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio here at www.livedeliverance.com. We are now on livedeliverance.com. We're streaming it. And we're also in the blog talk room. Come join us. Area code 646-378-1857. Tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Can you do that for me? Please help me increase the gospel so it can get around the world. And I just want to thank every last one of you. All of you have been a blessing to me. Our internet radio station is growing. In a way, it's a blessing that the Lord took me off YouTube. I'm kind of glad it happened. I am getting more people now listening to us at www.livedeliveranceinternetradioministries. And I give credit to the Lord that we are going away from social networks and props. We don't need them. I am independent. Thought of me like that. And I'm going to stay like that. I will use Facebook just to get other people. And I'm just grateful. I would just like to give you some information of the countries that we have had that's been listening to us since we've moved away from Blog Talk. God has blessed this ministry. And from the date from the past 30 days, let me pull up the, we have the United States, India, Germany, Finland, United Kingdom, Maui, Australia, Canada, South Africa, Indonesia, Kingston, Jamaica, of course, Netherlands, Guatemala, Japan, United Arab Emirates, France, Finland, South Africa, Johannesburg, Mozambique, Israel, Northern Netherlands, New Zealand, Canada, Great Britain, Sweden, Finland, and where is this? Iceland. And I thank the Lord for that. That's a blessing. God bless every last one of you. Shalom to you and good night. Stand by. Live Deliverance Internet Radio, we want to thank you for listening to us. Stand by so we can go back to Frank Hammond, Pigs in the Parlor, that's streaming right now until 12 o'clock at www.livedeliveranceinternetradio. Stand by. I am changing out computers to stream Live Deliverance with Frank Hammond. Stand by, please.
Okay, let me get back into the Blog Talk room now. Okay, Chaplain John Durden, you got the mic.
Good evening, everybody. Seem like some of your sessions always fall in what I happen to be studying. Me, I'd be led by the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. You know, because me, I was sort of like acting like two persons. One, I'm all, sometimes I'm acting according to my mind thinking, and then sometimes to the Holy Spirit directions, you know. And so this kind of confirmed what I was reading. Three little statements. As I was reading after the leading of the Holy Spirit today, I came up with a few little notes. These are about three little things I came up with. And I got, where are you following? Are you following after your spirit, or are you following after the Holy Spirit or your mind? And then I felt led to write three little things. I got those who live according to the sinful nature of the flesh, and those who live according to the Holy Spirit. Those are the type of people. Either you're being led by the Spirit, or you're being led, by your mind. And then another thought came in. I say, to live after the flesh is to be occupied with this, and we should know varying desires and thoughts and emotions and physical gratification, and like Brother Emma said, our own understanding. Instead of what the Spirit is telling us, we come up with our own mental understanding. And then when we come up with our own mental understanding, sometimes this includes not only misbehaviors like hatred, reasoning, and like he said, worrying, you know, selfish ambitions and stuff like that. Also anger, you know, but worrying was the main thing. And then finally I came up with, to live after the Spirit is to seek and submit to the Holy Spirit's direction. The Holy Spirit lives within the child of God in us, that is. And the Spirit promptings come by what he said. We have to stay in the Word of God, praying and fasting and things like that. So let's get rid of that mind life, and let's be followed by the Holy Spirit, which comes with fasting and really seeking and living your righteous life. I enjoy that because it really helped me, because I was ministered to today, because that was one of my primary problems for not hearing the Lord, because I'm always trying to figure it out. And then the old man, sometimes it sounds silly, and say, get rid of the mind, you know, and I go, oh, I'm going to get rid of my mind. But now I realize, you know, no, you don't need your mind. The mind's for your worldly things, but you sure enough need to live spiritually. You need the voice and instructions, directions of the Holy Spirit. Work on getting to hear the Holy Spirit, and that comes by faith. That comes by faith. God bless you, man. I enjoyed the session.
Okay. We want to thank every last one of you who have been listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Please sow a seed to keep us on air. If you'd like to become a member, you are welcome to do so by emailing us at www.livedeliverance.com. www.livedeliverance.com. God bless every last one of you. And I want to thank Evangelist Janet Taylor. I lift her up. She's moving her service from Sunday to Saturday. And that really blessed me. God bless all of you, and shalom. Send to me here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. It's a blessing to send to me here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Stand by, please. The devil. Get off of it. In the name of Jesus. Get off of it. Get off of it. Command you to go. Let this music play. Go. Go to Jesus.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Just pray. Could have been worse. Never going back, I broke the reverse. It comes from my soul, don't need a
Trust in God, I know that everything